This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, July 22nd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. At the State Department's second Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom Thursday morning, Vice President Mike Pence announced new sanctions against Iranian-backed militia leaders accused of committing human rights abuses in the Nineveh Plains of Iraq, where Christians and other religious minorities are struggling to rebuild their lives in the aftermath of genocide, reports the Christian Post.
The United States will not stand idly by while Iranian-backed militias spread terror. And today, I'm announcing that the United States has placed sanctions on two leaders of Iranian-backed militias for all they've done. We will hold them accountable.
At his Greenville, North Carolina rally last Wednesday, President Trump took the Lord's name in vain twice. The Charlotte Observer reports that State Senator Paul Hardesty of West Virginia was so offended that he sent a letter of rebuke to the White House saying, quote, "There is no place in society, anywhere, any place, and at any time where that type of language should be used or handled. Your comments were not presidential. Please remember, Mr. President, in the United States of America, in God we trust, not curse." End quote. The commander-in-chief broke the third commandment that Moses received on Mount Sinai. Exodus 20, verse 7 declares, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." You can send an email of objection to President Trump through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Or call President Trump at 202-456-1111. After what he called a contentious week, House Chaplain Reverend Patrick Conroy felt compelled to expel what appeared to be darker spirits at play in the chamber with a special prayer Thursday morning. That contentiousness resulted from how the House should respond to President Trump's tweets a week ago Sunday, telling four freshman Democratic black congresswomen that they should, quote, "go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came," end quote, and, quote, "then come back and show us how it is done," end quote, rather than, quote, "loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States," end quote, how to run the government. While all four have expressed anti-American sentiment, only one of the four, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, was born outside America, in Somalia, Africa in particular, before she became an American citizen. The other three, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, Alexandria Cortez of New York, and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, were born in America. Listen now to the prayer of House Chaplain Conroy.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for giving us another day. This has been a difficult and contentious week in which darker spirits seem to have been at play in the people's house. In your most holy name, I now cast out all spirits of darkness from this chamber, spirits not from you. I cast out the spirit of discouragement, which deadens the hope of those who are of good will. I cast out the spirit of petty divisiveness, which clouds the sense and the desire to be of fruitful productivity in addressing the issues more appropriately before this house. I cast out any sadness brought on by the frustration of dealing with matters detrimental to the honorable work each member has been called to engage in. Pour out, O Lord, your sacred oil, as you did upon Aaron of old. Anoint your servants here in the house with a healing balm to comfort and renew the souls of all in this assembly. May your spirit of wisdom and patience descend upon all. May all that is done within the people's house be for your greater honor and glory. Amen.
While Christian radio talk show host Michael Brown found Trump's initial three tweets about the squad to be inaccurate and inappropriate, he does not believe that they were racist. Joshua Harris, the Christian pastor who wrote I Kiss Dating Goodbye and Boy Meets Girl, announced on Instagram that he is separating from his wife Shannon, whom he had been married to since 1998, reports Christian Today. Referring to the married couple, Matthew 19, verse 6 says, so they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. Planned Parenthood fired their president, Leanna Wen, because she was not enthusiastic enough in her advocacy for baby killing. The murder giant's board of directors secretly aborted her presidency 8 months into her developing job last Tuesday, reports ChristianToday.com. Not only did Wen frame abortion in healthcare terms rather than political language, but she also refused to use trans-inclusive language, such as saying people instead of women. Last Wednesday, Tennessee parental rights attorney Connie Reguli was arrested in retaliation for recording conversations with investigators and case managers, as well as pushing back against the DeKalb County Child Welfare's harassment of a mother, her client, reports parentalrights.org. Reguli had taken issue with the county's normative use of ex parte orders to seize children from their homes without first giving parents a hearing or even notice of the accusations against them. An ex parte order is supposed to be an emergency measure employed to gain permission to remove a child where, quote, there is imminent risk of irreparable harm before a hearing could be held, end quote, explained Reguli. And finally, a Pennsylvania school district is warning that children could end up in foster care if their parents do not pay overdue school lunch bills, reports U.S. News. The district says that it is trying to collect more than $20,000 and that other methods to get parents to pay have not been successful. After complaints poured in, district officials announced they plan to send out a less threatening letter this week. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, July 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.